I'm David Dye. This is The World Cafe, and we're featuring Scotsman James Yorkston's third album, The Year of the Leopard, this week as we make him our World Cafe next artist. It's actually his third album, a subtle, intimate work that defies categories, as Yorkston says. It is music that stands in its own world. The new album is produced by former Talk Talk member Paul Webb, who some of you may know from his Rust and Man duet album with Beth Gibbons from Portishead. One of the most affecting pieces on the album is a spoken word one, and we'll get to that after this song, which is called Steady As She Goes.
Your sister's always trouble. Your sister, she just was not shy at all. The stories she told me of her foreign holidays designed to raise the stakes, put color in my cheeks and show you she could have anything she wanted. And Lord, was I sorely tempted. She's laughing as I cannot look her in the eye, and now she's taking hold my hand, steady as she goes. And why else am I with a raw sound in my mouth? And everything is a sin, everything is dangerous, it seems. And I'm cursing out the thoughts and coughing out the blood from day until the weekend. I'm thirsty beyond my dream. We took a little drink for summer, it is a drinking season. And we took a long, long walk for what else here could we do? That involved the two of us for an hour or so disappearing. That involved the two of us a long, long way from little old you. And don't let your mind get too far away, for nothing much occurred, steady as she blows. And you quit in my ear like a kiss, a star was so. It's a nightmare for which I will not be awoken. And she's all claws and feathers and spite and spill. And you're slipping and sliding and the greed and anticipation. Fine as being us, my dear. We made the front page news for a moment, tickled local ears. I kept my head, I swam ashore. The blame was solely mine for you. Even though I saved her skin, I rode back out and I bought her in. And you cursed me under and over your breath, that her eyes were as good as mine, steady as you go. And watch as our love turns its head away. How dare we have wants? How dare we want to change? For the love of the quiet, keep our heads down. This is a conversation for another time.
Sleep amongst the cars and saluting songbirds. For a city whose size had scared me for years, right now it's a feeble evening roar, not unsimilar to a beach evening ending. On the table to my left, there's a magazine with a picture of a dead monkey, making a mockery of what I'd call art. But what would I know about the scene in this city that has swallowed up friends, lovers, and family? Just give me a village the size of a teacup. You're happier here, spread out with your eyes closed. I feel I should order a drink in celebration to welcome the summer whose first day is ending. But should you wake, you'd catch me, of course, and ask me the wisdom of drinking once more. I cast my mind back to yesterday's wedding, where we got drunk and fell over. I did my best to be polite to a family I'd never met, but on numerous occasions, I guess I could have tried harder. Of course, by the end of the night, I was best friends with everyone and everyone's wife. But right now, I can remember their names no matter how hard I tried. As the sun glares through the hotel window, I wonder about our future and where it'll lead to. I wonder if you'll be laying there 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the line. I'll still be staring out at the street, confused about love and life. It'll be interesting to see if anyone ever bought those songs of mine, if anyone heard those words that I never got quite right. I think I can be honest in presuming the world is not exactly going to be leaping out of his bed to make me rich, using my songs in adverts, selling oranges. Or lemons. Who knows, I may end up owning the whole street, or more likely, sleeping under a tree in the park opposite. Would the runners keep me awake, or would I keep them asleep? I hope I'd have the sense to move back home, as lovely as today is. I imagine the winter would be rather cold. I've been told for years that the devil had the best tunes, and that the devil lived down here, whereas us country folk weren't worth the salt from the road. I'm expat magazine editors who chose to lose their temper on the easily persuaded northern town dwellers. And sure enough, 99% of the people I meet have scant regard for entertaining me. It seems I'm too old, too slow, and too quiet, and just wrong. Well, I'm glad. In their cocaine-fueled electronic cabarets, I'll be the man at the bar drinking overpriced whiskey from a barmaid who's too good to catch my eye. As she only works here two nights a week, the rest of the time she's a singer in a rock and roll band. I bet she'd change her tune if I told her my album had peaked at number 172. That I also had friends who worked in bars, and that didn't define who they are, though it certainly helps their capacity to drink. But I've strayed off the subject, and now I'll be leaning over and waking you up, and you'll squint at me through the cracks between your eyelids, woozy with cider, as if you're asking just exactly where we are and exactly what I wanted. And I'll be happy, as we won't be taking anything too seriously.
That is Woozy with Cider, a spoken word piece from James Yorkston, along with Steady as She Goes. Both of those are on James's third album on Domino Records called The Year of the Leopard, and he's our World Cafe Next Artist for this week.